You are listening to the Eternity Church Podcast. For location and service times, please visit us online at myeternitydm.com.
Praise God. It's good to be in church. We start a new sermon series in a few weeks. We're having a break in between. We've got three messages beforehand, so we're going off topic for 3 weeks. Who likes our off-topic weeks? Yeah, anything can happen when we're off-topic. When you have a guy like me who's kind of ADD, undiagnosed, of course, and then you remove all the constrictions, and there's not a sermon series, it's just off-topic. Hey, Jesse, just go say something. It's like anything can happen, right? I don't even have sermon. No, I do. I do. We've got something here. I've been preparing. I've been seeking God for you. But we're going off topic for a couple of weeks. And this week, I'm preaching a message, All In. And so that'll be good. All In. Thank you, Nate. You can stay. The rest of you are free to leave. But we're going all in today. And then next week, we've got a message on peace. Someone say peace. Peace. You can't say peace. You can't do it. That's not how they say it anymore. It's peace. Right? You got it? Come on, someone. Say peace. There we go. We got it. See, that's apparently how you say it now. It's 2017. And so we got a message on peace in a couple of weeks. And in next week, that's going to be amazing. The week after that, we're going to share with you some exciting things that we believe God has called us to do and spoken to us about doing through Kingdom Expansion. Here, there, and everywhere, what we're doing in our building, what we're doing in the schools, and what we're doing in our missions giving overseas as well. And so pay attention. The next 3 weeks are going to be really good for you. That's going to be fantastic. And then we start a new sermon series called Breaking Bad Habits. We'll see what happens there. This is going to be all about living a life with margin, all right? You don't want to live a life without margin anymore, do you? You don't want to live a life where if one thing goes wrong, everything's messed up, right? That's called a life without margin. A life without margin in your finances means you get a speeding ticket and your finances are messed up. Now, after the Get Angry sermon series, we know we all need margin in our finance for speeding tickets, right? And I learned something about all of you. It's not just me. Y'all are speed demons, right? That's what we do. And so living a life with margin in our finances, in our work-rest balance, in our families, we want to have margin, amen? And so that's going to be a really, really good and exciting sermon series. This week is All In, and I think we should pray. You ready to pray? Awesome, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are good, you only do good, and you only ever have wanted good for us. God, we commit this day to you, and we pray that as we challenge to go all in, that we would understand what it means, and we would reap incredible benefits in our lives for trusting you with the whole thing. In Jesus' name, amen. So all in, all right? All in. Come on, touch your neighbor and say all in. I want to talk to you today about the benefits of putting all your eggs in one basket. Uh-huh. Goes against all conventional wisdom. Goes against everything your parents and every stockbroker that you've ever met has said. I want to talk to you about the benefits of going all in. Amen. Now, I'm probably one of the most all-in people that my wife has ever met. All right? You know those people who that if they're gonna do something, they're gonna do it, right? Like, I don't just think about doing something a little bit, I'm gonna do this for a little while and then see what I'm gonna do after that, you know? I'm like all in all the time, always. All the things. That's what I do, right? All in all the things all the time, right? That's what I do, that's how I do life, all right? That's why I love my job, I love my family, I love my wife. Everything's just all in, all right? It's good fun. Who knows that sometimes your personality traits can be good? Sometimes they can be bad. Who knows that one personality trait can be wicked awesome and wicked bad? All in the same day. right? How many wives know that about their husbands? The very thing that makes them awesome at bringing the coin home makes them a pain in the butt to live with. Anyone feel like that? Yeah, I'm seeing wives just tapping husbands going, he's preaching to you, listen up, all right? Yeah, I can be like that sometimes at home. Who knows, like if there's a certain thing in your life that can make you great at being the boss, right? You're just great at being the boss. You're great at being an employer. And that if you don't really manage yourself well, that could make you a terrible husband or wife. And you go home and you're still like, yeah, can you take care of that and get to the end and then you line your kids up, and if you can take care of this, and if you can take care of that, and if you can take care of that, and if you can take care of that, and I've got five, so then if you can take care of that, all right? And then, hey, baby, if you can take care of them, I'm going to sit down and watch Breaking Bad. It's not going to fly, is it? Right? It's not going to fly being organized and understanding what's got to be done, right? Sometimes the personalities that we've been given need to be managed, and sometimes certain traits of them can be amazing. All in is a bit like that. All in people, you just see them. They're some of the people that have done the greatest things on the planet, and they're also some of the people who have done nothing ever because they went all in on the wrong things. See, I can go all in sometimes, and when I decided a year and a half ago that I was like way too skinny, and the people are going, what's changed, Tara? It's changed a little bit, all right? Fractions, all right? Fractions. Let's talk in fractions, okay? And so I'm like, all right, I'm way too skinny. Like, if I get hit by a bullet, it would hit every organ in my body all at once. I'm way too skinny. And so I decided I'm going to work out, right? So I did the workout thing, and I went all in. Like, Psycho Billy Ninja, everything to do with it, I did it, and I won, right? And I beat the weight demon, and I got 20 pounds heavier. Oh, yeah. And I know you still can't tell. It's all in my foot, all right? But I was, like, getting up early, drinking protein shakes, tracking my food on MyFitnessPal, how many vitamins, whatever you want to call them, how much protein. I bought the magazines that tell you how to do it. I got all the phone apps. Come on now. You can go all in these days, and it can cost you $1 million, all right? Just buy everything, and at the end of it, you're like, I'm still skinny. What's going on, right? But I tell you what, sometimes I go all in and I love it. And there's been other times in my life where I've gone all in and it's been a terrible disaster. Did anyone hear about the Iraqi dinar thing going around a few years back? Yeah, remember that? Hey, y'all, you got to buy some Iraqi dinar. That's the currency in Iraq, right? Hey, everyone, you got to buy this Iraqi dinar. It's going to be awesome for you. It's going to be amazing. The rumor was that if you buy the Iraqi dinar, right, because there's the war, the American government and the Iraqi government at some point in the future, you know, about 10 years, which is about like 2 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, they'll refloat the currency or they'll do something with it. And all of a sudden, the thousands that you spend on Iraqi dinar will be worth millions. And I was like, don't do it. That's a bad idea. By then, I'd learned that not everything you can go all in on is great at going all in on. And I got a lot of friends that bought Iraqi dinar, right? I got one mate who spent thousands and thousands, maybe $100,000 on Iraqi dinar because they were going to be the next big thing. And they weren't. And they still aren't. And they won't be tomorrow. Who knows that to get rich quick with no hard work, no study, no bueno, right? It doesn't usually fly, right? Hey, let's go all in on the dinar. Don't do it. Now some of you are going to be going, yeah, Jesse's a bit of a skeptic, so I'm going to go and Google that. Don't go buy any. Don't do it. I'm warning you now. Don't do it. Some people go all in for a month, like on funny, crazy things, hair loss solutions, right? When people, have you noticed, like, before the results come is when people tell you how good it is, right? You find out about a new hair loss solution before you've grown any hair back. You've told everyone in your world how good it is and why they should do it too. Is that how it happens? Like, when you go all in, you're like, I'm going all in on me and I'm going to go all in all over you too, right? Well, I got a family member who went all in on hair loss solutions And it went bad. It started getting stinky up in our house. I'm not telling you who, but somebody read that while cow poo makes trees and grass grow better, maybe we should put it on our heads. Because if you Google it, it's in there, right? So people did that and, you know, heads start turning green. They went all in, did this for a month, got a green head. Sometimes you don't need to go all in on everything, all right? Maybe sometimes you need to pay a friend to go all in. Hey, Aaron, pop this on your head, mate. Come see me in 6 months. If you've got hair, I'll pop it on my head. I'll give you $12 a day, all right, to try out this poo thing, all right? Sometimes you should pay someone else to do that first, right? Did this make it to America when everybody was drinking carrot juice? Did that get to America? It probably started here in the 60s. Well, in the late 90s, it got to Australia, all right? And that's why most of you haven't heard of it, and you're like, I haven't heard of it. Well, that was your grandparents, all right? But my family, and I don't just mean my dad and my mom and all the other midgets, my whole freaking family, like uncles, aunts, cousins, we all went all in on the carrot juice kick, right? It was, you need to drink about 40 carrots a day, right? Just drink carrots. Carrots, 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 all day. Every day you thought you were having a medical emergency, all right? It was a bad day, right? And we were all doing so much carrot juice. Man, we went all in. We had so much carrot juice that after 2 or 3 months, we were all orange. I'm not even kidding you. It's a real thing. If you drink carrot juice flat out like 40 carrots a day or something stupid like that, right, for 3 months, you turn orange. It's freaking weird. All in. We went all in on the carrot juice. We stopped juicing after that. But who knows, there are some things that you should go all in on. Some things are worth going all in on. You know that? I tell you what, the Word of God says it is a good thing to receive wealth from the Lord and the good health to enjoy it. Psalm 35:27 says, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. I want you to know that God does want to bless you. I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to pretend it. I'm not going to pretend I don't believe it. God wants to bless you and your family. He does. Come on, touch your neighbor. Tell him. God wants to bless you. God wants to bless you. Are you sure about that? It is a good thing to receive wealth from the Lord and the good health to enjoy it. Health and wealth in one sentence. I know, we're freaking out again. The dude's talking prosperity gospel. I'm like, you can call it what you want. I just call it reading the Bible, all right? It says it is a good thing to receive wealth from the Lord and the good health to enjoy it all the days of my life. God wants to bless you. Go all in on something and for someone eternal. Go all in for the Lord and it will bless your life. Go all in your faith and it will bless your life. God wants to bless your family, your friends, and everyone around you through you. Come on now, you don't have to put poo on your head or turn your skin orange to have a blessed life. You can go all in on something that works every time without fail. Someone who is dependable, something that is dependable, and that is go all in on the Lord and your faith in Him, and He will bless you. He wants to prosper you. I'm just saying it as it is. He wants to prosper you. He wants to heal you. He wants to bless your finances. He wants to bless your family. He wants to bless your relationships. He wants to bless your job, your attitude, your aptitude, your home, your influence. God wants you to live a blessed life. Can someone say, yeah? But it all starts with going all in. You got to go all in. Amen. You've got to go all in and maintain a thankfulness. Psalm 112 says, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land. Blessed is the man. I'll start again. I want you to listen up. Come on, let the Word of God wash over your heart right now. In fact, let the Word of God wash over your mind too right now. Are you ready? Come on. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in His commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in His house, and His righteousness endures forever. Light dawns on the darkness for the upright. How about that? In the middle of the darkness, to me what that says is, in the middle of the night, the sun will shine on my life. Yeah, come on now. That's impossible. God made the sun and moon. He'll decide where and when they are. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. You do not have to live a life in fear of bad news. You do not have to fear what CNN, Huffington Post, Fox News, The Blaze, any of them, LA Times, you don't have to fear what they say. You don't have to fear it. We can live without fear. Come on, He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until He looks in triumph on His adversaries. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn is exalted in honor. The wicked man sees it and is angry. He gnashes his teeth and melts away. The desires of the wicked will perish. The desires of the wicked will perish. What a fascinating thought right there. That those who are righteous, those who go all in for the Lord, those who go all in with their faith and their family, those who go all in, that wicked people will look at you and be angry. They'll be angry. Why? Why do they get it? Why do they get to do that? Why does it go well for them? Why is their life blessed? Why did they get healed? Why did that happen and this happen? Why do they have peace in the midst of turmoil? Why do their storms calm down? Why does their boat float when there's a hole in the bottom? Why do they get to speak to storms and see them run away the other direction? Why aren't they afraid of bad news? And they'll get angry because your faith and your trust is in the Lord. Someone say amen. If you're willing to go all in for the Lord, this is the type of life that you can expect to live. That is the type of life that you can expect. You can read through Psalm 112 and expect to live that life. It's not only talking about your finances here, but it is, right? People are like, it's not just talking about finances and then they never talk about finances ever again. No, it is talking about your finances. And the rest of your life. Your finances and your relationships and your family and your job and your attitude and your aptitude and your righteousness and all of these different things is talking about your whole life. Amen. You can expect to live that kind of life. Wouldn't it be a wonderful declaration over your life to say something like, I am not afraid of bad news. My heart is firm. I trust in the Lord. Everyone else is freaking out all the time. I have noticed just in the last 5 years, and I think in that sort of time frame, not because America, but just because a big moment in my life was 5 years ago, we moved countries and you tend to markers in your life, right? And I've noticed that since that marker in my life, I feel like the world is getting gripped by fear. We're afraid of this and we're afraid of that, and we're afraid of them and we're afraid of him and we're afraid of her. All I know is I am not afraid. I am not afraid. Oh, come on. I am not afraid. My heart is firm. I trust in the Lord. Amen. But you got to go all in. Your whole life given over to the Lord, where your heart is firm and you trust in Him. Isn't it funny how, though, in life we're told repeatedly, don't ever go all in. Don't ever go all in. I remember a young lady started attending our church about 3 or 4 years ago, and her parents warned her not to go all in. Be careful, don't go all in. I want to tell you, a girl's life is a mess right now. It's a mess. It's messed up in every area. Still friends with her on Facebook. And I look at that and I want to punch her parents. I'm like, she needed to be all in. It was not a mess back then. You told her not to go all in. And out of fear of you coming to church and dragging her out one day, she stopped coming. Man, if she went all in, that'd be a different story. That'd be a different story. Come on now. It's funny, the world says don't go all in. The stock market says don't put all your eggs in one basket. You pick the wrong basket, it all fails. You lose everything. But then again, if 20 years ago you picked one basket and that basket was, say, Amazon, you'd have done really well. Am I right? Come on, am I right? So if you purchased, now mind you, if you put it all in Enron, maybe not. But Amazon, something about the ons, Amazon, if you purchased, say, $100,000 worth of Amazon shares in 1997 at their IPO, initial public offering, when they first became a publicly traded company, if you bought $100,000 worth of their shares back then, you would today have $67 million. Can you believe that? Now, let's be real. Who wishes they went all in on Amazon 20 years ago? Put your hand up. Come on, put your hand up. It's all right. Come on, who wishes they put every egg in that basket 20 years ago? Come on, I do. I wish I knew the basket existed 20 years ago and I'd have put something in there, right? Come on now. I do. Everybody does. God is the Amazon basket. Satan is not just the Enron basket. He's every other basket. You hear what I'm saying? God's the Amazon basket. Now, y'all are like, Pastor Jesse said that Amazon's God. No, I didn't. Don't go out there and put your whole life in Amazon now. I'm not saying that, all right? I'm not guaranteeing anything. But I am saying that God is the Amazon basket. And I'm not just talking about your finances, although it is included. Trust Him with your tithe, you will be blessed. Come on, trust Him with your tithe, you will be blessed. Who knows that to be true? Give us a wave, yep. But I'm talking about your whole life. Go all in. Give Him everything. Everything you've got, go all in. Put every single egg in that basket. Don't hold a single egg back. I know I said basket. Don't hold a single egg back. Not one egg. That egg won't perform like the egg that you put in the God basket. Put your family in the basket. Put your finances in the basket, sorry. Put your health in the basket. Put your future spouse, if you're single, in the basket. Oh, you're not going to find your wife or your husband out getting drunk somewhere. It's not going to happen. If you do, guess what? They'll be a drunk. Yippity-hoo-ha, and congratulations. Put your future spouse in the God basket. Find them in the house of God. You're like, I want to find a spouse. Find them here. Find them here, all right? You'll find them. You'll find them. Come on now. Put them in the basket. Put your future job in the God basket. How do I do that? I don't know. Hey, God, help. I need a job. Help me get a job. Maybe ask Him. I don't know what to do with my life. Hey, God, direct me, please. That's just step one. It's really easy. Come on, everybody say, hey, God, help me find the way. Amen. Good job, people. Step one. We just ask God to help us find a way. We can go way further than that in our prayers, though, can't we? Put your dreams in His basket. That's what this bloke was saying before. God gave you a dream. Now He's holding a basket saying, whack your dream in my basket. See what I can do with that thing. Put everything you have into all that He has for you. And in 20 years, look back and say, see what the Lord done in me? See what the Lord done in me. My health is better. I'm 20 years older, but I feel 20 years younger. Come on now. My finances are better. I was in a hole, and now I'm on top of the mountain. I was on top of the mountain, and now I got a mountain range. My family like me. My family is stronger. My faith is stronger. Ain't nothing gonna shake my 20 years ago, my faith was a little rocky. But now there's nothing that's gonna shake my faith. And what I believe the Word of God says about me, my faith, my life, and how to do life. My church is thriving. Thriving. My kids are godly kids. My kids' families are strong, healthy, godly families. Don't look back when your kids are in college being led astray, wishing you went all in 20 years ago, like everyone who passed up the Amazon IPO does today. Go all in today. Amen. Today. So how do we do that? How do we go all in? See, it's all well and good to come to church once every 3 weeks, and if you're a real good Christian, twice every 3 weeks. Apparently. I hate statistics like that. I'm like, shut up. And pastor's like, just make peace with it. That's how it is. I'm like, I will not. I will not make peace with idiocracy. I'm not going to make peace with mediocrity in my life. Hey, let's do mediocrity. Just make peace with it. It's good for you. Shut up. Let's do better. Let's do better. Let's go all in. Amen. 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 Yes, come on now. Bring your kids to church and just sit there and endure the service. When I flew into Des Moines for the first time ever, got on the plane, it was 106 degrees, 107 degrees in Melbourne. 126 or 127 degrees in Melbourne. Just the way God designed the planet to be, actually. Beautiful. Global warming? Heck yeah. Iowa could do with some of that, right? Like, let's warm this place. 127 is that's where I live. That's my jam. That's what I want. And and some people are angry. Sorry. I flew in, and when we flew in, the pilot said, as we're coming into Des Moines, he goes, right now in Des Moines, it is colder than any man should have to endure. And I'm like, some of y'all feel like that coming to church. And your kids see it. We're driving into church and we say to the kids, right now in church, it is more miserable than any man should have to endure. Pull your head out of your butt. Stop with that garbage and go all in. And maybe in 20 years, your kids will still love church. Yeah, you can clap that. Go all in and teach them to serve, not just to sit. Go all in and teach them to give, not just to receive. Teach them that though the world might say differently, that Scripture says it is better to give than to receive. Teach them to give. Go all in. Teach them to pray. Pray. What? What? Yes, how? Just pray and let them see it happen sometimes. Just pray. Teach them to enjoy the service. So when something's good, say, that was good. Just like that. So then your kids are like, Dad loves church. This is good. And they go to school on Monday, and their friends go, what'd you do on Sunday? He goes, well, it was colder than any man should have to endure. Or they go, oh man, the sermon was awesome. The new song just focused my attention on how good God's been and how He always will be. That could be how your kids go to school. Don't teach them just to sit there. Teach them to go all in. Teach them to lift their hands and worship. Teach them to give in the offering. Give them opportunities to serve in the kids team if they're youth. Come on now. Teach them opportunities to serve as greeters or in the cafe. Teach them to do these things. And hey, grandparents, it's not too late. Go all in. Show my generation why it's still worth serving. Show us. My granddad went all in. Man, I've been in America for too long. I said granddad. My grandpa. I say grandpa in Australia. My grandpa went all in. Hands up if it's grandpa. There we go. Hands up if it's granddad. You're on your own, you two. Three. Can I have the band come back up? Seems like a natural transition moment. We'll get them up here right now. There we go. My grandpa, like your granddad, went all in. Now, if my grandpa could see right now the results of him going all in, oh, man, he'd be living up on cloud nine. Actually, he is. He's in heaven with Jesus. It's always cloud nine up there. He'd see three pastors of large churches that they started themselves. He'd see grandkids serving the Lord and great-grandkids too. All of his children, bar one, love the Lord and will get her soon. And even a couple of her grandkids love the Lord and serve in their church. Come on now. He'd see 15 or so families that love the Lord and serve him too. Because he went all in after his kids had left home. After his kids had left home, he went all in and they all got saved. Put your eggs in one basket, go all in. Come on, someone stand up and say, go all in. Come on, someone stand up and praise the Lord in here. I want to tell you, invest now. Invest now. Now, I'm not the guy with cow poo on his head who's got it, wearing it right now. It's been 1 week, and I'm telling you, in a month, you watch my hair grow back. I'm the guy saying, been there, done that, happening already. This is the story of my life, my granddad's life. It's the story of so many lives in here. I'm looking around. I see men of God in here who changed their family's trajectory forever. I see women of God in here who changed their family's trajectory forever. Come on now. This is not the guy with the poop on his head thinking a miracle's going to happen one day. This is not the guy with Iraqi dinar telling you what's going to happen in 10 years. I'm telling you, invest now. Go all in and watch what the Lord will do in your family, in your life, in your children, in their children, in their children, in their children, and their children, and even their children.
Thanks for listening to the Eternity Church podcast. For more episodes, you can find us on iTunes or at eternitydm.podbean.com.